Hey geeks, welcome to episode 79 of It's All Geek to Me Radio. I'm your host, Kate. We are fast approaching 100 episodes. That is amazing. So on this episode, Em and I discussed this past week's episode of Arrow. Lots and lots and lots of angst going on in this episode and a lot of action. So we had some fun just discussing our thoughts, our theories, what we liked, what we didn't like. So sit back and enjoy the ride. How about the whirlwind that this episode was?
Okay, first of all, I want to say, episode one? Oh, okay, sorry. I was going to say, I feel like we should mildly apologize for talking about Arrow all the time, but it's because this season is so good and it gives us so many feels and so much to talk about.
I know, you guys. We have done quite a few TV casts where it's just been strictly Arrow, but Arrow is so angsty and full of great feels.
They have upped their game.
They really have. It's cool, man. This episode threw me quite a few times. I did the whole note-taking thing this time around.
Oh, did you?
Well, my second watch through, I was like, I should really take notes.
Oh.
So
I was painting my nails, and the boy looks at me as I start, like, putting on the bottom coat, and he just goes, you probably don't want to do that, because at some point you're going to want to grab my hand, and you're not going to be able to do that when your nails are wet, because I have the tendency to, like, latch onto his hand when I get, like, about Arrow.
I have watched at least one of our shows with you, and yes, you do this to everyone. It's kind of like when we're at Comic-Con and you see a cosplay that you really like and know something of, and you hit me in the back.
Yeah, it's a thing, folks.
She gets violent when she gets excited. Just watch out.
Not on purpose. Not mean violence.
No, it's
just
a cute
accidental violence.
It's a cute accidental violence. So why don't we just, I mean, it's going to be hard to keep on track with this episode all the way through. I have to say, we have a great love for Paul Blackthorne and Detective Lance on this show. You guys know this if you've listened long enough. I hate Arrow hating Detective Lance. I hate him.
It's so circa first season.
It is. And it's not Detective Lance anymore. I'm sorry. Captain Lance. Either way. I can't. He is so hell-bent on getting him that, like, you know, three-quarters of the way through the episode, the one guy who was sent in by the chief of D's comes up to him and he's like, listen, you need to let this personal vendetta go. And he does. Because, I hate it so much.
Look, I'm with you on this. We all know my feelings on Detective Lance. I love me some Detective Lance.
But it's been two episodes of me going, I really hate this. I'm fairly certain I tweeted it twice.
But you know what, though? And here's the worst part. Like, even though we hate it, it makes total sense for him to be acting like this.
Granted, I will give you that.
Like, as much as I hate it and I want him to get over it, I totally understand why he's going through it. And mad props to Paul Blackthorne for, like, pulling it off.
Oh, totally. He's a fabulous actor. I had a friend of mine said something about getting rid of someone that I work with who watches Arrow. And he's like, well, if you watched this week, what happened? And I told him. And he goes, well, I think they should really kill off Detective Lance. And yeah, I know. And that's what I said. I was like, you and my best friend cannot talk because she loves Paul Blackthorne and she loves Detective Lance. And if anything were to happen to him, she'd be done with the show.
I just choked on air. That's how violent my reaction was. I choked on air.
I think the direction that they're taking him in is completely appropriate for the storyline, and it really works. And we're supposed to hate the fact that he hates Arrow. That's completely valid. And he's doing a fabulous job of it. It's fabulous. I just hope that it doesn't last much longer. Him coming after Oliver the entire episode and being like, that kid is sitting in the tank because of you. It's all your fault. When he dies, it's your fault. Like, oh, stop your macho crap. crap.
Yes, but think about it. He holds Ollie responsible for his daughter's death twice now.
Yeah.
And furthermore, it's not even so much that he's mad at Oliver. I think it's more so he's mad at himself. Because if he hadn't given in to, like, Arrow love, his daughter could still be alive. I mean, probably not the case, mind you, but...
No, but you're right. He's battling an inner demon that this is... He's not really only going after Oliver and the Arrow. There's something else that's deeper seated in that. And Arrow is such an angsty and kind of dark show to begin with that it all fits into the universe, which is all fine and good. I feel like the DC universe tends to be just a couple shades darker than the Marvel universe, Daredevil notwithstanding. Well, but
they're just so angsty.
Yeah, and it's so full of angst that you just, it's par for the course, really. It's just, I don't know, it's hard. It's a character that I really like and have really grown to love, and it's hard to like him right now. Which is appropriate. I mean, that's what they want. They want you to not really like him right now. It's just hard to not. It hurts.
I love me some Paul Blackthorne so much. And again, anytime there's like a finale of any sort on Arrow, I get very, very worried for him.
Very worried for Captain Lance.
I do. In fact, last season finale, I was screaming because they had him collapse and...
Yeah, potentially die.
I was screaming out the words, don't you kill my Quentin.
Well, that brings up another big development in this episode. So if you guys have been paying attention to our blog, you'll see that M put up a post about who potentially could get killed off in this past week's episode.
I also said get a goodbye. And by the way, totally called it.
You did. You really did. I'm very, very proud of you. However, the way that they went about it, I had a heart attack. So...
Well, you kind of spoiled me for it a little bit because both Kate and our friend Leslie knew I would be an emotional wreck if things happened to Roy, and stupid Colton Haynes tweeted something that just I happened to see. And so I start getting all upset, and they're like, it's not what you think it is. Just watch. And they wouldn't tell me anything, but they're like, it's not what you think it is.
No, all I said was, no, just watch the episode.
Somebody told me it's not what you think it is.
Yeah, I think that was Les. But all I said was, no, watch it. Because, yes, while you called him getting a goodbye, they did, like, kind of mortally wound Thea at the end of the episode. Yeah, which is the part that threw me. And I went, no, you can't get rid of one Speedy and not give us the other. So what are you doing?
Well, they showed you in the coming attractions, spoiler
which
alert.
Which I don't get on CW.com.
Oh, so basically now, because she has been killed, I'm sure Malcolm was the one who told them, but somehow Oliver finds out about the Lazarus pit, so they go to bring Thea to the Lazarus pit.
Of course.
But then somewhere in the voiceover, they're like, but people who go in the pit, their souls change. And it's like, really? I will say, though, I was very excited that Thea got to actually fight.
But whose soul do they mean? Because are they not going to, like, plop her in the pit? Doesn't someone have to go in with her? Does that mean Oliver's going to go in with her and he's going to have his soul changed?
No, I think you just plop her in the pit.
Ooh, we shall see.
I'm pretty sure you're just like, plop, pit.
You just go, hey, look, Lazarus pit, roll dead body in.
Well, no, she's wearing some sort of white gown. It's very, like...
Okay, see, this is the problem with CWTV.com. There are a couple of problems with CWTV.com and their replay of the episodes, which I won't get into. But one of them is they do not give you the preview at the end. Which is stupid on their part, frankly. Do you want me to watch it next week? Because you're not giving me any enticement, except for the fact that you almost killed Thea.
Don't even start that. I was very proud of her fight. She held her own for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing that was bothering me is Malcolm went to Oliver and was like, that's because he hasn't killed anyone you care about yet. Okay, good thinking, Malky, but here's the thing. Shouldn't you be watching over Thea? This is your daughter, yo. You've been saying, like, everything you did was for your daughter, which it wasn't. We know this. But that's what you've been telling the world. So I do believe he honestly cares about her. to some degree, as much as he could care about a person. So the fact that he wasn't, like, watching over her just seemed really weird to me.
Yeah. I mean, we only really saw him for a minute in the episode when he told Oliver that he should become the next Ra's al Ghul.
Right.
Okay. Sure. I love that you call him Malky, by the way.
Listen, my Malky's reaction gotta step it up.
What's really funny is my entire reaction to him showing up is the same every time. As soon as John Barrowman's on the screen, I'm like, JB! And I have a stupid grin on my face. Like, it's JB.
Always. That man is a treasure.
And I love to see him show up on the show now that he's not much... Like, we know that he got a... what's the word I'm looking for? He's a season reg.
Yes.
Series reg. Slot in this season. But we still haven't seen a whole ton of him in the last, like, two episodes. So... But you're right. He did say he was, like, going to be watching over his daughter and then...
And then it was just like, nope, you know what? Unless, and this could be me getting too deep, considering from a previous episode that they messed up and just failed. I'm talking about when the Atom fought Ollie and poor Roy gets electrocuted and they just left him there.
Oh, boy.
And didn't check in with him at all for the rest of the episode, so people were questioning whether or not he was dead. And Mark Guggenheim had to be like, no, guys, we effed up. Like, he's fine. For now. He's fine. We effed up.
That brings up another thing. So when, toward the end...
Well, wait, what I was saying, though, sorry. There was, to connect to that, that's what makes me go, like, maybe this isn't so well thought out. But what would be interesting is if perhaps the reason Malcolm's not all up on Thea is because he wants Ollie to take over the League of Shadows.
Perhaps.
So, because, again, I'm 99% sure he's the one who tells Ollie about the pit. So he knows that his daughter can be brought back. And that would get Oliver out of Starling and away from him. And so I wonder if maybe...
Two shady salesmen, I too.
And also, yes, you do. Also, Roz just let him go.
Yeah.
Like... Letting Ollie and Diggle go, yeah, but he just let Malcolm go, too. And Malcolm had been there for a while, getting tortured. And honestly, come on, guys, we know he's Malky's the type of man that will take a bargain.
You make interesting points.
Mm-hmm.
I will be interested to see how next week's episode goes after this. All right, let's move on to something much more fun. As what I was going to say earlier was the so toward the end when they send the Atom in for the second time to get this metahuman, which I love that DC's version of mutants is metahumans.
Yeah, it's a mutant.
Yeah. So are the Inhumans, let's be honest. But anyway, when they send him in and then like Oliver interfaces with the Atom suit, my note says, "So what do we call this Ray Oliver mashup? Atomic Arrow?"
Ooh.
Like, what are we calling this now?
I loved, speaking of, like, because first of all, the whole Ray helping them out, even though, you know, I'm anti-Ray. Not anti-Ray in general, but just anti-Ray listening.
I'm anti-Ray listening. Yeah.
Okay, fine. But so, when Ray is in the suit talking the first time they go after Doug Jones, it's Doug Jones, folks. I was so excited. I don't even know what the character's name is. It doesn't matter. I was just calling him Doug Jones the whole time. So the first time he goes after Doug Jones and they're just kind of watching and Ray is like spouting out the stupidest things and Ollie just looks at Felicity and goes, are you sure you guys aren't related?
Yes, there's a good chance that you and Palmer are related.
And she glares at him and he just gives her this saucy look.
See, I thought that was funny, but like of that interaction, I love when Oliver goes, do you get this anxious when I'm out in the field? And her answer is, I honestly can't think of an answer to that question that doesn't get me in trouble. And Diggle's face when he looked at Oliver was the part that I was like, I love this show. I love this show.
Well, Diggle is the voice of reason.
He is. I mean, he...
No matter what goes on, Diggle is like, nope,
let me fix this. Or who he's talking to. He is the voice of reason.
He is the Team Arrow therapist.
Yeah, that's a good...
He's their Digipus.
Oh, I don't like that.
But no, seriously, he's the one who talks sense into everyone. He says it into Felicity, into Roy, into Laurel, into Ollie. Like, I think he's even got therapist on Thea once or twice.
Yeah. He's basically their version of Scott Wilson's character from The Walking Dead. Like, he's the voice of reason for everything. And then, just don't kill him off, CW.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare. I do like that when they finally go to Ray to get his help. First of all, my first note here was groan. No, not the Atom. And not because I don't like the Atom or Roy or Ray. I'm sorry. It's just, I can't with the Raylicity. And honestly, it's Oliver's fault. So I have another note here that says adorably, the fact that Ray is so adorably excited, Oliver Queen cannot stand him. And it's so unfortunate, but you know, Oliver, who's the dummy? You are.
Well, Felicity straight up tells him, like, you're having issues because you gave everything up. You gave me up.
Mm. Yeah, down where that happened, I was like, okay, Felicity, you can just say it. Go on, say the
words. She does indirectly say it at the end of the episode, and Ray catches it, and I was like, yes, yeah. Now go on to the spinoff.
That moment was fabulous when he's like leaning against the car and he's just like, you can see it, the wheels turning in his head, and it's like, yep, that's right, bucko.
Well, he knows that. Oh, yeah. She had a,
it's obvious,
she has a had slash has a thing. No, he asked her.
Mm-hmm.
And but she said yes, obvious. But no, but then I think it's him seeing it that makes him realize that this is a thing, like, that isn't over.
Yeah, well, she traded one vigilante for another, basically.
She traded down.
And she traded down, yeah.
I do have to say, I really did love the Arrow Atom fight, the Atomic Arrow fight, if you will.
The Atomic Arrow fight. That's what I'm going to call it from now on. I literally sat back and I went, so what's this mashup? It's like trying to form a ship name, Atomic Arrow.
Well, also, it was just brilliant to have, like, Ollie just being like, hey, Palmer, can you take this beating? Because if you can take this beating, then I can turn it around. But can you take this? And I was like, Ollie, are you doing this on purpose?
I think there was a little bit of that in there.
Like, Ollie, come on.
The great thing about it is, and like we said earlier, I like Ray, and I do like the Atom. It's something else that I can't handle. But Oliver, when the interface gets cut off, and mm-hmm. Oliver's like, this is not about strength, it's about heart. And he gives him that whole, like, pep talk.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he used to talk to Roy.
Stop it.
And I just was, it was just so nice. It was such a great moment where he was just like, no, you can do this. And then he does. And he prevails. And he saves the girl who, Felicity, listen, for once in your life, they told you to leave.
Yeah.
She, okay. And I love Felicity. But they made her slightly the stupid woman in this episode. And
yes, in this episode.
In this episode, not the series. I love her, and she's a great butt-kicking female of a different kind. But in this particular episode, they made her the incredibly stupid woman. And here's why. So when she goes to the power plant to plant the device, and the guy shows up behind her, first of all, when he crossed the screen, I was like, oh, crap. I knew who it was. She's acting like there's not a beta ray shooting metahuman out on the loose. And she just starts casually being like, hey, you know, you're wearing sunglasses and it's nighttime and blah, blah, blah. And nothing crosses her face until he turns around and takes the glasses off. Really?
Yeah.
No,
she's
sense
usually
of fear.
Smarter than that.
Right. Felicity would not have monologued like that.
She would have, as soon as he, like, crossed past her and she saw the sunglasses, she would have gone like, oh,
yeah,
shite.
However, good on her for getting him a bit distracted to come close enough to hit him with the steam. Good on her for that one. I was very proud of her for that. But, why, Arrow writing team? Why did she have to be the stupid woman in this episode? And let me point out that Laurel's only, like, 20 seconds in the show was actually helpful.
When did she show up?
In the very beginning, when they take Roy into custody and bring him into the precinct, yeah. She comes in and gives her father the riot act and, you know, a paper to release Oliver. So
right.
It's about time she did something that was, you know, worthwhile.
That's only a small victory, though.
No, I know, but you know, her very brief time in this episode. I barely noticed her in this episode, P.S. She wasn't in it much. She was in it there, and then she's in it a little later on. At one point, I forget where.
Whatever, she's in it too much.
Which is like, you know, 30% less Laurel makes for a better episode.
I'm still not over my Roy having to leave.
No, and I was very, the way that they did it, they had me too. Like, not only did they have Oliver, they had me. When the guy knifes him in the prison, we have talked about this. I like to deny that I don't cry. I like to deny that I am not a sap. I am and I do. I am a complete sap. However, I know for a fact that Les cried too.
Again, I want to point out the only reason I wasn't sobbing was because I was like, no, it's not going to be what I think it is. It can't kill him. You can't kill him. You can't kill Roy. And I'm literally, because I had painted my nails, so clearly I can't grip onto anyone at this point. I am flicking my hands wildly in the air, being like, dry, polish, dry.
But yes, I did cry over Roy. I loved him. And while we kind of all kind of called it and had figured it out in our minds that it was going to be him, it didn't make it any easier to accept.
I'm still not over it.
Oliver's reaction when he walks into Thea's apartment and Lance and Thea pretty much tell him was beautiful. Stephen Amell, you break my heart.
Always.
And it's just, I like that they pulled one over on him and they kind of just, you know, quote, killed Roy. In quotes, and they're giving him a chance at a new life and all of this stuff. It's very, very sad to see Colton go. I loved the character. I liked him. So, but I was trying to explain to someone who is kind of newish to Arrow what goes on in the comics and how, like, his nickname for his sidekick was Speedy, and that's what he's been calling Thea from the beginning, and that's what we all thought where she would go. But we had Arsenal already, so how would they do this? So the way that they did it was nice enough that didn't really have to kill anybody in reality, which is
right.
Thank you for that, CW. However, if you could, you know, get rid of your annoying ads when you're playing online and then give me a promo, that'd be really cool.
Good on you. These are our requests, sirs and madams.
Sirs and madams of the hierarchy at CW Entertainment or whatever the hell the name of the
whatever you're calling yourselves.
Whatever you're calling yourselves these days. But overall, I really, good episode. The tension was high enough to keep me interested. Roy being the martyr and being like, I'm going to be fine. I'm going to jail because I'm the one that deserves to be there. I killed that cop. Roy.
Stop it, baby. You're too precious for this world.
So broke my heart.
No. I have to say, I felt the worst for Thea. Why does she always have to be the one to visit people in prison?
Touche. I forgot that her mother was in prison. That's right.
And she would go visit her there. At which point Steve said, maybe she should hook up with Barry. Because they're both constantly visiting prisons.
I love, by the way, that Felicity, you know, you guys all know if you're watching Arrow and the Flash, or even if you're not, that they do crossovers with Arrow and the Flash. So Oliver's initial response when they, like, need help with the metahuman is, can we call Barry? And Felicity is like, no, he's busy. He's got enough to handle. No. I love it.
Yes, it was nice that they addressed that as opposed to just being like, who can we call for help? This person we don't trust. Great.
Yeah, I really liked that they added that little Easter egg in there. And overall, I really love this show. I'm glad that it finally came into its own. The only beef that I really have is that Felicity would have been smarter than that. And they kind of made her look like a weak character for 5 seconds, which I didn't care for. And of course, we hate the Raylicity, but... Whatevs. So looking forward to next week. We'll see what it brings.
Hopefully, I'm
something, you know, good.
Here's the thing. I have mixed feelings on how I feel about the Lazarus Pit being introduced. Because the thing is, once you introduce that, there's no going back. Nobody technically has to die ever.
But the thing about it is they can keep it heavily guarded. So it was heavily guarded by Ra's al Ghul.
Right, but what I'm saying is once it's introduced...
I agree, but once it's there. You're right. Once it's introduced, it's there, and if they kill off a character and in, you know, 6 months they decide that they wanted to bring them back, they'd be like, oh, Lazarus Pit.
Not only that, but it's like...
It was kind of like when Marvel introduced the Tahiti Project to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
it kind of takes away the gravity of deaths from now on.
Yeah, I agree.
But then again, Black Canary really died, but apparently Katie Lotz is coming back on the spinoff when the spinoff gets picked up. I'm just saying when the spinoff gets picked up, because I don't see any way that the spinoff will not get picked up.
No, I'm sure that it will, but I'm wondering what time period, like what time frame it's being set in.
Well, they have a time traveler.
Ooh.
So
now I'm intrigued. You put time travel in something and I am intrigued. It's the Trekkie right? in me. I can't help it.
I know. They have a time traveler, so in theory, like, no one ever has to die. They just switch shows.
Touche. Ooh.
Which is cool because then you get to keep the people you like, but it also, once again, takes away the gravity of the situation.
I agree. You know, this is becoming a theme, this whole little spinoff series thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing it with The Walking Dead. They're planning to do it with this CW DC universe. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. supposedly getting a spinoff.
Supposedly.
It's becoming the new norm. Supposedly, yes.
But
supposedly.
I mean, that's been the norm for many a years now. It just finally reached the superhero genre.
Yeah, you know what?
Because
you're
like
right.
CSI has like 12, and Law and Order had like 12, and like Criminal Minds, they keep trying to do a spinoff of.
Yeah, you're right. And they did it with NCIS? They've already done it on the they've already done it on the CW with the originals. It's a spinoff mm-hmm. from Vampire Diaries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right.
So it's just that it's finally hitting the superhero genre because they're finally starting to get some traction with that.
Listen, do all the spinoffs you want. Just give me season two of Agent Carter.
Listen, just give me good shows.
Yeah, and make it good. Please.
Make the spinoffs worth it. Don't just do the spinoff because you can.
From your lips.
Listen, people.
We have our demands. And no ransom.
And no ransom.
Well, okay. So I think we've pretty much talked out Arrow. Good episode. What do you guys think? Send us an email at itsallgeektomeradio@gmail.com if you have any comments, something to put into the discussion, question, any kind of recommendation you might have for us. You can also tweet it at us at allgeek2, the number 2, me radio. You can find us on Tumblr, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, All Geek to Me Radio on Instagram. We post some fun stuff over there. And until next week, I'm Kate.
And I'm Em.
Have a good week in geek.